Chris from Express Coffee UK, reviewing the De'Longhi Perfecta that I've had here for a week, still playing around with it, and I have to say the more and more I use the machine, the more impressed I am with it. And if I was running on a budget of sort of £600-700 and it was up against the Duras and possibly the Gaggias, I have to say, though I'm quite passionate with the Duras, I think for the money it's probably the better value machine against like the C5 and possibly the Dura Enna. Heat up time takes a little bit longer than the Duras, but all in all, very impressed. Heat up time took about 45 seconds to 50 seconds from turning the machine on in the morning, and you can hear the grinder sound there, just making myself a coffee, so slightly louder than the Dura machines. But overall, very, very impressed. The finish is very good. Some of the key features I like so far is the water tank is on the right-hand side, so it's built into the machine. So you open up the front and slide the water tank in, which I have to say, the Dura machines can be easier to fill up because the water tanks and a lot of them, and the Gaggias, for instance, can be on the back of the machine or the side of the machine. But problems that we have had is where people then quite often try filling the machine up with water without taking the water tank off, and it only takes to spill over the top of the machine and you end up with water pouring into the electrics. So I quite like the idea of this design when it's into the machine itself, because it's very, very simple and you can't try to fill it up in that way. Ground box very neatly contained in the drip tray. If I was going to be really particular about the machine, the only thing I perhaps a lover of it is the height of the machine. Now, I've normally got this sitting in my kitchen with high level cupboards over. With my Dura machines, with all of them, I can put a couple of cups on top, more for show than anything else, an espresso cup and saucer. With this one, I can't have more than a couple of centimetres, 2-3 centimetres, and I've got high level units with the rail just underneath. So the height of it, perhaps, I prefer the Duras on, but I have to say, very, very impressed, and for the money, I think it's an absolute bargain, and that's the De'Longhi Perfecta. Going to carry on using it, as I said, and we'll carry on doing some reviews on it as I get on. Just going through the programming of the machine so far, at the moment the machine comes preset for your coffee sizes at 30 millilitres, 60, 90 and 120 millilitres for an extra strong. You can set up one of the coffee buttons for your own coffee, which is presettable, but at the moment it doesn't appear as if you can change the other presettings, which if that is the case, that would be quite frustrating for me, because I do like to have my own presetting coffees. But so far I've been very impressed. Instructions are very good and very clear, to be fair, actually far clearer than a lot of the Dura machines can be, and it's got quite a lot in there about the maintenance and cleaning the machine, which quite often with a lot of products get missed out. So look forward to the next review that I'll be posting in the next week or so as I get on with this De'Longhi Perfecta. And that's Chris at expresscoffeeuk.co.uk. Feel free to go through to our website for more information.